most precious metals and highly prized, and it's only the elite and the businessmen, very dangerous thinker, who could bring such kind of gifts. But poor men, they cannot do anything. But this gold, it will speak about Jesus Christ, giving the righteousness of his person, and also how he is now the Lord of the Lords and Kings of the Kings. And we know about the frankincense. Many people around the world, based on their religion, they use incense to make the room very perfume, and the belief is that they drive away demons and all the evil spirits. And it brings much pleasure to your conscience about the smell. But usually, it's some kind of gum, you know, that's the extract from the trees. But here, this was very important for God, because that was the sweet, savory smelling sacrifice of the Lord himself, which he was satisfied once for all. Like in the old past days, they had to bring animals for the misdeeds, for the sins, and get the sins redemption. But it was temporal. But this sacrifice made by Jesus Christ, which we could see from the days of Adam, where the brother of Cain,
Abel,
right? So he sacrificed. He had to kill the end with the lamb. So it was a foreshadow of what Jesus Christ would do to the people to save from the damnation. So it's the sacrifice that the Lord had to do to please God. This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. So the last one, but not the least, myrrh. Everybody knows, everybody has read, myrrh is bitter. In scientific, they say that if you eat sweets every day, it's sweet to the tongue, but it brings diabetes. Yeah? It causes you to have disease. But if you take something bitter into your mouth, it is healing power. It gives healing to your stomach or some kind of diseases. So here, myrrh is bitter. And this is the Lord's going into all those kinds of bitterness in his life. The torture, the beating, the spitting, and every sort of things that he undergone instead of us. He had to bear all this on his soul to die on the cross, to set the blood drop by drop, to cleanse our sins once for all. And when he was thirsty, someone mingled this bitterness, vinegar, but he didn't drink it. For us, he had to drink the damnation, all the sins, to make sure that everything is paid in full. All our sins are now no more. He said, I have bought it out. I have cleared everything. I remember no more the past. In Isaiah, if you read that. So, now, just think about that. As Brother Luke said, those people were pagans. You know? We were pagans. He came for the Jews, and we were Gentile. And it was very interesting when Brother said, when God speaks through, he speaks through even the unwanted things, you know, unimaginable things. And Bible says, if you don't worship him, the stone will worship him. You know, the things seen and unseen is worshiping the Lord. So the whole point here is, when you come to the church, when you gather together, are we bringing something for the Lord? Are we bringing Him, like, it could be a small thing, like selecting a song, just saying thank you, or just praising His name, you know, or saying amen. So, when you bring something like fruits, this has to be used, otherwise it will be spoiled. Likewise, when you bring something to the Lord, let us give Him today, so that it's not useless for other time. So, this is a kind of a very good thing, that when the pagan could do that so much for the Lord, they recognize that He is the Savior, He is the Redeemer, and they brought their gifts, and they bow down. Bowing down is something where we are becoming humble in His presence. Despite everything we own, we have in this world, status, money, or whether we have or not, it is His. And it's so important that we come here in humble, in adoration, and we give something to Him. Let us come something with something to the Lord, for the Lord. And when we go, He'll give us the blessings that is overflowing. So, this all gifts showed about the Lord Jesus Christ from the beginning to the end. Now I pray that let us come to the Lord in adoration, and let us bring something. He doesn't want any physical things. He wants something from the heart. So it will be a privilege for us as a priest that we, even if we select one song, you know, or we just get up and say something, that's a kind of worship. It can be so many things we can give to the Lord as a worship in adoration. So let us give the best to the Lord. Let us give best our own heart and our own soul and spirit. The Bible says we have to serve Him with all our heart and our mind and soul. So the Lord, Lord help us that when we come here, we don't come because someone is forcing us, someone is telling us, if I don't come here, somebody will say something bad. No. We come here because what He has done for us, which we cannot repay with our deeds, but the overflowing worship from our heart, He's going to accept. He's going to look into the heart, not the face. So, I pray and request in this time of Christmas, we will have unity, and then when you come here, let's give something to Him. So the Lord bless us. In His name, amen.